USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. The storm, Florida's deadliest since 1935, has been linked to the deaths of at least 119 people in the state, many of them older residents who lived near the coast. A 57-year-old woman in the Sarasota area developed hypothermia and died after her roof caved in and she became stuck in floodwaters. A 96-year-old man drowned after he got trapped under a parked car in Charlotte County. In Fort Myers Beach, the body of an 85-year-old woman was found in a tree several days after the storm. The storm was blamed by state and county officials for at least 119 deaths, more than any other hurricane had caused in Florida since 1935. Officials in North Carolina linked four deaths there to the storm as well. Abortion rights supporters won two temporary victories on Friday when judges in Ohio and Arizona suspended state laws banning the procedures. In Ohio, a county judge indefinitely suspended a state law prohibiting most abortions after 6 weeks of pregnancy. A few hours later, an appeals court in Arizona temporarily blocked its pre-statehood law banning the procedure. The decisions marked progress for abortion advocates who have been fighting to restore access to the procedure in states that didn't ban it. Former U.N. Ambassador slams the president.
Former U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Nikki Haley has weighed in on President Joe Biden's Armageddon warning on Russian President Vladimir Putin's threats to use nuclear weapons.
Every time he speaks, it's just unproductive because on one side, you're putting fear in Americans, which is not helpful. On the other side, if he knows Putin so well, he would know he should not be saying this is Armageddon because Putin is hearing that. When President Trump was in office, you didn't see these dictators doing this because there wasn't the weakness that we're seeing today.
For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
This is USA Radio News.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt. This is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly health care costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 29 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Florida's governor saying power has been restored to all areas that have the structural integrity to handle it. Governor Ron DeSantis Saturday morning saying there are many areas of the state needing major reconstruction to both private homes and the infrastructure itself.
You have Sanibel, which is going to require a lot of TLC. You are now having some restorations on Pine Island. There's more that needs to be done. There was some damage to the infrastructure there. And then, of course, Fort Myers Beach.
Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie said that he was open to another run for the White House in 2024. The brash-talking Garden State Paul floated the idea during an appearance on Real Time with Bill Maher, which aired Friday in response to an audience question on the subject. Sure, he said. Christie ran for president in 2016 along with 16 other major contenders, all of whom were defeated by Donald Trump. Though he later became a close ally of Trump, Christie distanced himself after the January 6th Capitol riot. In SEC football action Saturday, here's the call by Neil Price from Learfield as Jaden Wally makes the 5-yard reception for a touchdown.
Rodgers gets the snap, steps up into the pocket, now it collapses, scrambles off to the left, throws back left to the end zone, deflected and caught by Wally for 6. Touchdown, Mississippi State.
This gave number 23, Mississippi State, a 14-0 lead over Arkansas. State beat Arkansas 40-17 in Starkville, Mississippi. For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Marusso.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.